104.5 The Zone. It is 9:47 here in the Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. If you're looking for a way to put a little play in your day, then play Lotto America, the $1 game with jackpots rich enough to make you rich enough. Drawings every Wednesday and Saturday. Stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and play today. Listen to some Zeppelin and win some money. Watch some hockey. Coming up tonight, Game 4 of the Preds and the Dallas Stars down in the Big D, and that's where our guy Chris Mason is this morning. With, of course, Fox Tennessee will be on the call tonight at 7 o'clock Central Time. Chris, what's going on, man?
Not much. Just get ready to head over to the rink here for morning skate and all that fun stuff.
These game days are awesome in the playoffs. When you watch some of the save sequences from Game 3 that you saw from Pecorine, how remarkable was it, especially from your perspective, having been in that spot, that Rene was able to get to some of those pucks, especially that four-save sequence in the third period?
Well, it really does. It shows me the focus that he's playing with right now. And, you always, talk about when a player, try to get to that zone or get in the zone. And I think it's really, he's there right now. I mean, some of those saves and the pressure that Dallas was putting on the Predators, especially in that third period when they put Ben Sagan and Radulov and then Klingberg and Haskinen together, they really, really put the Predators under siege. But Pekka was, he really was next level, and he's been the best player in that series, I think, so far in these three games and that game especially.
PK Subban's been another one who's having a really good series. What do you like about the way he's played so far?
He's playing tough, and I think he said himself going down the stretch it wasn't the best year in terms of him statistically. He missed some time with injury. I felt that it really took him a while to get his legs back from being out for so long, but he said the only thing I can do is play my best hockey when it matters most. And I think last game in this series, him and Ekholm have been great, but PK's such a underrated defensive player. He's got that flash and he's got that, sizzle when he comes up the ice, and he's getting on his horse and he's skating and he's moving up the ice. But in the defensive zone, he can play a heavy game, and he was great last game. It's tough. It's tough dealing with. He's the one, him and Matthias Ekholm are usually tasked with dealing with that top line, especially when they put them together, those big three up there. And he's just, he's done a really good job timing and just battling in the corners, limiting those guys. They are getting chances, but they're doing a good job for the most part, keeping them out of the front of the net.
Our guest is Chris Mason from Fox Tennessee. He'll be on the call tonight for the Preds and Dallas Stars game 4.
Chris, man, what do you think about Rocco's play, man, thus far, man? It's been pretty awesome to see in his energy level and his effort. Do you think they needed that jolt in the lineup really to help them get to actually where they are, even though he's more of a role player?
Well, I think what a story. Here's a guy who's, obviously smaller in stature.
Yeah.
He's, that underdog type of player. He comes in this year and, he kind of wouldn't go away, forces himself in the lineup, gets sent down, get called back up, and he just, with his tenacious style of play, he just, just never gave up, and he, earned himself a spot on the roster. And then playoffs, he doesn't play the first game, and Simmons goes out. He comes in and plays two just incredible games. And like you said, I think he's been a real, real difference maker in terms of the way he gets in there on the forecheck. He pressures defensemen to get back quick and make plays. He's he's leading the team in scoring, for crying out loud. So he's he's getting pucks on net, and it's been a great story. And he really. He does make a big impact every game with his speed and tenacity. And, he's a smaller guy, but he gets in there. He doesn't shy away from the physicality as well.
Mace, I think it's safe to say we can see the line of Ben Sagan and Radulov playing big boy minutes tonight.
Yeah. Dave, Jim Montgomery really started going to that. In game 2, they're playing, like you said, they're playing defensemen like minutes. They are relying a ton on them, and I think they really wanted to, they were doing everything in their power to go up 2-0 when they were in that game in Nashville. And then, again, last night, or so the other night in game 3, same thing. As the game went on in the offensive zone faceoffs, they would go to those five guys. They would put them together, the Ben Sagan, Radulov, and then Klingberg and Haskinen on the point. And, man, when they get possession, those are big, skilled guys out there that can really, you know, zip that puck around, keep the pressure on you. And I expect the same tonight because, you know, if Dallas loses this game, I think the Preds have a stranglehold on the series. You know, you're up 3-1, and, you know, I think Dallas has probably liked how they've played in terms of, especially last game with the shot total, the chances they got, what they gave up. But, you know, the result was obviously, you know, the Predators won. Pekka was amazing. Bishop probably let in one really bad goal and one kind of suspect one, and that was the difference in the hockey game. But I expect to see a ton of those guys tonight, no question.
Speaking to the impeccably dressed Chris Mason, of course, the Preds TV analyst. He'll be doing the game with Willie Donick on Fox Sports Tennessee. Mace, sort of take us into the head of Ben Bishop, because as you mentioned, the Grimaldi goal was Stay Puft Marshmallow soft. And I know that the Grantland goal, he'd probably like to have back. He had been playing so great for so long. Does that affect his psyche at all going into game four?
I think it does. I think last game after that goal, I think you know, as a goaltender, when you let one of those in, I think you question yourself or you doubt yourself a little bit. And I think I felt the way that he played that, you know, Preds didn't really pressure him too much after that one. They got the goal there in the third, which was obviously huge. But I think even though some of the pucks that they got on net that they weren't able to get to for the rebounds, he was leaving a lot of rebounds there. He looked like he had some trouble with some certain, you know, easier situations. So I definitely think, you know, that you have a game like that and you do question yourself. And I kind of saw that in his play last game.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you too, because on top of that, I thought the Preds did a better job of getting inside when their D collapses around Bishop. And I thought they got into the slot and generated some chances for themselves.
Yeah, and that's the thing that I love about the way Nashville's playing right now. I feel during the regular season that they didn't do that enough. I felt they would try to hold on to pucks and try to, you know, make a perfect play and wait for that perfect shot. But when you play a team that defends as well as Dallas, that's the only way that you're going to be able to create anything, is you got to get pucks from anywhere. From the outside, and then you got to get your other guys crashed in and getting inside that coverage and make them, force them to defend and, you know, fight hard in those areas. But, and again, I still think Nashville's got another gear. They can be much better. But when they did get those opportunities, they did do a good job of that. And they have to continue to do that because, you're not going to get many odd man rushes, you know, that I don't even know if we've had one other than that, you know, Philip Forsberg corralling that pass and kind of getting in all alone on a half breakaway. They don't give up much at all. So that's the way that you have to create offense on them, is puck to the net and drive to the net, like you said, and just get there and battle.
Chris, we appreciate the time this morning. You do a great job. Looking forward to the game tonight.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
All right, see you. From Vox, Tennessee, Chris Mason joining us here on the Wake Up Zone. Preds and Stars, game 4 night, 7 o'clock on Fox, Tennessee.